You're bored.
Yeah.
What can
You'd be
I?
on your phone reading headlines.
Oh, you just want
I
me to
can
go?
tell you some of the headlines. Do you want to hear one?
Sure.
New Italy visa application center launched in Bangkok.
So you're going to Italy?
What the heck? I don't know why that's on my timeline. Do insects have an inner life? Animal consciousness needs a rethink. I've always thought about that one. Like, birds gotta feel fear.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you're driving at them,
Yeah.
sure, certainly they.
Driving, what?
Your headlines, are these like the personalized headlines you get on your phone?
Yeah, this is like you swipe all the way to the one side,
Yep.
and
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is,
So my
yeah.
headlines are a little different from yours because I guess that's personalized.
Yeah.
10 best games with no sequels is one of mine.
Dang. And I got Forgotten Poem by C.S. Lewis published for the first time.
There you go. Star Wars Day, May the 4th. Here's what to expect.
Dang. This is.
We're like the two, like the left,
Oh, the
the.
most important Twilight Princess tier list.
Okay. Ed Sheeran announces Brooklyn Anniversary
That's
Show to
game.
celebrate 10 years
It's
of
game.
X.
It's game related. Wait, do you say Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran showed up on my feed.
Do you watch Legend of Zelda content?
I mean, some. The Stardew Valley cookbook is all about the game's characters. Three Cleveland
Really?
Browns whose futures are in doubt after the 2024 NFL draft.
You have Browns news on your
It
timeline?
just kind of, this is just personalized. It just sends me what it thinks I look at.
And it thinks you're gonna like Browns
I
news?
guess maybe it's because I would like look up the score of the Browns when they would play and like just see how they did, and that was the extent of it. Legend of Zelda
Probably.
movie needs to be grounded and real, says director.
Look at that. We both got a Legend of Zelda
There we
meme.
go. That's
Or not
that's what
meme.
connects us, is just Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. That's
Legend
kind
of
of
Zelda.
crazy, though.
That is,
You
yeah.
had Legend of Zelda in your timeline?
Yeah.
So did I.
So did I. Connor, Vegetable Purpose 937 has a question, and I feel like you're pretty like this is a question that you were kind of your experience that you've had it, you, like this is the perfect question for you to answer.
Okay.
Just based off of
Let
your
me hear.
experience. So yeah, Vegetable Purpose 937, they want to know what hacks do you use to sleep during hot weather?
What? You just sleep.
I feel like you sleep a lot in hot weather.
Yeah,
Hot
I
and
do.
humid
It's just.
and nasty, gross hot weather.
You turn on the air conditioning and you go to sleep.
This is
That's.
the secret. This is the Connor secret here. Just turn on the AC.
Turn on the AC. Yeah, that's it. Turn on the
Wow.
AC.
Wow, this is the most boring. I was hoping for some like inner magic here.
Ask literally anyone. Ask all of my friends. What is the what
What
is
do you
what do
set
we do?
your AC to?
Like 25.
Let's see what that is. 25 Celsius to
It
Fahrenheit.
changes. Like,
You it's set to set so you have yours set to 77 Fahrenheit.
yeah, 25. Sometimes it's 23. Sometimes it's 18.
Mine's set to 78 degrees Fahrenheit.
So we're pretty close if mine's
Yeah.
at 25.
Yeah. So I guess we. Yeah, I don't have any secrets for sleeping in hot weather. I guess sleep with no clothes on, if you're into that. And
No, no,
you want to be
no.
less hot.
No, the advice is to turn on your AC so that it's not cold. Or you turn in,
So
sorry,
it's not
you turn on
cold.
your AC so that it is cold, like so that it is like cold enough for you to wear a blanket.
Sleep with ice in your socks and put that on.
And then you're wet. This wasn't advice of how to sleep in wet weather.
I'm just trying to think of some more creative answers, so we just don't sound like the boring, you know, just turn on your AC people, you know?
But it's the truth.
Trying to think outside the box here to give them some, like, alternatives.
What did people say? Did they just...
You're gonna make
what
me... What, people... Let's see what the people said. Let's see...
Were the people more interested in us?
Let's
probably
see...
just said, turn the AC.
Just turn on the AC.
Maybe they didn't say it, and
we're just here to give you. We're just here to give you the straight answer, the answer that nobody wants to say, but is the one that needs to be heard.
But we're not afraid to say it.
We're not afraid to say that it's okay to turn on the AC. It doesn't hurt anyone,
except for the environment.
Okay, Connor, we don't need to get into that.
what's the status?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. We're about to figure out. Maybe
up?
No. I copy the question and paste it in my doc, and then now the good thing is I do thumbs up the posts now that I pick for questions. I used to not do that, so I could never find them. But now I know better. So we thumbs up.
So you found it. You still haven't found it yet. So it's not that convenient.
Connor? It's just taking forever to load.
Oh, that's what it is. Load speed.
My computer is slow, I guess.
It's okay.
Connor, you can't judge the speed of my computer. It's kind of rude.
While we wait, do you want to know what my streak is on Duolingo?
What's your streak on Duolingo?
It's currently 95.
That's not bad. You're close to 100.
Thank you. I'm very close to 100.
Yeah, are you gonna do a big celebration?
No. Why would I celebrate that?
Just, what do you mean? 100 days. Just do a big, like, duo party.
I can't host a duo party. I don't have the space for that.
Well, it can be a duo party, but, like, you go out. You know? Like, it doesn't have to be your, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have a party not at your place.
Oh, I gotta get somebody else to host the party for me.
Yes, and they'll ask why, and you'll say, because it's a duo party. It's my duo 100 year anniversary. You know? I feel like that's a pretty... I feel like you should be able to convince someone of that.
I can never convince my friends to keep doing Duolingo.
Yeah. Have you... So I'm not the only person you try to convince to do Duolingo? Or am I the only person you're just specifically talking about me?
No. I've gotten many, many people to download that app, Paul.
Yeah, I guess you did use it for your class, even.
Well, yeah, even outside of that. Like, I've still gotten so many of my friends to download it.
And it's never gone through.
Well, they just don't stick with it.
What language do most of your friends usually pick?
Well, like, recently it's been learning English, so it's been, like, Thai people.
And you're telling them to learn English?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they can. There's, like, a huge... like pay difference. Like if you speak English, you can make a lot more money in Thailand. As a Thai person.
So that's your like sales pitch. Like, hey, download Duolingo, learn English, you make more money.
Yeah, exactly. But like people don't follow through.
Mm. Fair enough. I do have it pulled up now.
Oh, the question finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
So this question was upvoted 2,000 times. This response was upvoted 3,600 times. So more people like the answer more than the question. They say, grab a water bottle, stick it in the freezer. When it's fully frozen, wrap it up in a t-shirt and hug that against your body as you fall asleep. It's particularly effective at cooling you down if you apply it against your inner thighs. Lots of blood flow in that area. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my initial thought is that doesn't help because I don't have a freezer.
Also, I'm going to add, I don't like a answer or a solution that requires a ton of steps. And that's a lot for me to do every night.
Yeah, it's way too many steps.
Let's see. Hi.
Hold the water bottle in your thighs.
Oh, this person has a 6-bullet-pointed list.
I mean, at least it's in bullet points. Okay. It makes it more.
One, close any windows or doors when there's sunlight. Open them up approximately 40 minutes after sunset. Learn which doors or windows you must open in order to create a good breeze inside your house. This might take some time in experimenting. Use exterior blinds. I know U.S. they're non-existent, but they are really good to keep the heat out. Use only a thin blanket and thin pajamas. See, I solved that one by just saying you can sleep with no clothes on.
Naked, yeah.
Yeah, use reusable, I'm assuming, ice cubes or a frozen bottle of water to cover a blanket. This person's also talking
about reusable. Reusable ice cubes? You can't reuse an ice cube, Paul.
Hey, if you want.
That's not. What did it actually say?
It said used resumable ice cubes. That's what it's
resumable?
Yeah, I don't think. But either way, this person's also pitching the water bottle between your thighs or chest. Soak a large.
Oh, this is the same person?
No, this is a different person. But different person, same answer, essentially. Soak a large towel or blanket in water. Remove all the excess water from it until it's humid and freeze it. Just before laying down, put this blanket on top of the blanket you had on the bed so it doesn't make direct contact with you. Gee, Paul, what is this?
Paul, this is reassuring. May thought that
our answers are that the AC answers the
outside of the box.
Outside the box, because these people are thinking inside the box with the water bottle between the thighs.
Exactly. They're thinking inside the box.
This person, I live in Florida. There are occasions when the AC dies, okay, and it's usually not quick for the repair. If there's a hurricane and or the power is out. I mean, you've gone through a hurricane, so you can contest that.
Yeah.
So ice packs, wet hair, fan, and if needed, an air mattress on the floor. They barely hold heat. So that person's saying just sleep in an air mattress.
Wet hair.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
That's terrible.
That's disgusting.
Wet hair.
That is terrible.
I wonder if it's true, though.
This person said, step one, open window. Step two, stick foot outside a blanket. Step three, pray.
Well, at least there was only three steps this time.
This person says, I like the heat.
You're getting a kick out of this.
Yeah. Yeah,
these are some good ones.
But no, yeah, some of these My strategy was being born and living in Canada. That's actually not bad. That's a good...
I met a Canadian recently.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
How good interaction?
Yeah, good interaction.
I'm going to Canada in a little bit.
Yeah. It upheld my reputation of Canada and thinking that Canada is a pretty cool place.
I do like Canada. I mean, it's just a very like, yeah, I agree. It's just like the people there are nice and you kind of just hang around and yeah, I'll admit I enjoy my time in Canada when I go.
I've actually never been. I've only met people who do.
So we're going to have to get you to Canada. You've been all over the world, but you haven't been north of the States.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that then. Do a little Canadian trip.
Okay.
So the place that I work at, Kohl's, it's a retail place, I guess.
Yeah.
And at our store, there are items that once they get so old, or if, you know, maybe they create a new design of that item, whether it's a shirt or whether it's a set of plates, whatever it might be, they will clearance an item, okay? And clearancing the item just takes the original price and puts a discount on it. So it's now 30% off or 20% off, 50% off of the original price because they right. are done with it.
Right. And
usually an item, depending on how old it is, can get clearanced more than once. So like if an item gets clearanced, it might be 50% off. And then they might clearance it again to 65% off. Then they might clearance it again, potentially up to 75% usually is the most they'll go.
Yeah.
So that's how clearancing an item works. And
sure.
This past week, they had what they call their associate shop discount. So that's when I, one of the Kohl's associates, can get 35% off anything in the store. Mm-hmm. Normally, coupons don't work on everything in the store. They're like the big brands, so like Nike, Adidas, all of our makeup and perfume mm-hmm. from Sephora. Those are all brands that you can't use coupons on because that company has said, hey, Kohl's, you can't use coupons on our product. It does make a lot of customers upset, but that's, I guess, just the life of retail. But our 35 associate discount work, it cuts through it. So we can use our discount on literally everything in store.
Dang.
So, aren't you special? Right? Yeah. Super nice. That's like when I buy my cologne, I use my 35%. So 35% is going on. They have this other deal they have going on that they call their Gold Star event. And it's when they take a clearanced item and they take an additional 50% off that product. So let's say a shirt was originally $50 and it was clearanced 50% off to $25. And that's where it sits. With this Gold Star event going on, it's 50% off the $25, so it would be $12.50. Okay?
Okay.
So I am working in this, our one department, our housewares department, which is where we store... where our air fryers, our coffee makers, toasters, all those appliances, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm reorganizing the department. I'm getting some of our product from our stock room out onto the floor, just working on it. And I find these two boxes, okay? They are these cardboard boxes. We sometimes get sent product in cardboard boxes and they're meant to be only used for online orders. So if someone orders it online, we ship it out. So they're in these cardboard boxes. I'm like, what are these? I don't even, you know, so I scan it and it comes up. It's an air fryer. It's a Power XL air fryer, which, you know, Power XL is a reputable ish brand that we have there. Original price, $200. Now mm-hmm. I've talked about in the past of like wanting to get an air fryer at some point. I've never had an air fryer. Like, I have never personally used an air fryer in my life, which is a weird... because I know you grew up... I know your parents have one. At least they do when I go to your house. Toaster oven.
No, I don't know how to...
Toaster oven.
Yeah, those aren't air fryers.
Well, now these days, Connor, toaster ovens are also air fryers.
Okay, well, I gave my toaster oven to an old roommate of mine, so we don't have it anymore.
Anyways, you at least you've used them before, where I have never used them, but I was open to.
But air fryers are different, though. Air fryers got like
Connor.
Yeah, they are.
You can get these toaster ovens now that are like 5-in-1. So it's an air fryer, it's a toaster oven, it's a whatever. It's a like they do a lot of different functions now.
But they look different. They like you can't they you look, see through them.
Yeah. Connor, the toaster oven / air fryer technology is really advanced, I guess, since you've last.
Okay.
But anyway, this is one of those like all-in-one toaster oven air fryer, hits all the dots, and it was originally priced at $200. Now the thing is,
did you get the double clearance?
The thing is, this item was, I guess these items have been sitting there a long time, so they were clearanced. But they were sitting there so long that they were at the max percentage of clearance they could be at. They were 75% off that original price. So they were $50 clearanced, which then put them to $25 because of our 50% off of all clearance event going on. Which then, on top of my associate 35%, Connor, I guess get to the end of the story. I ended up buying this toaster oven. I got it for $16.34.
And it was originally $200.
And it was originally $200.
Wow.
So I am an owner of a toaster oven now. And I was like, even if I don't like using it or I decide like, okay, this isn't for me, I don't even care because it was $16.
It was $16. A $16 toaster oven.
$16 toaster oven. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say for someone who's not like needing a toaster oven, but like consider like willing to try it, I don't know. It does seem like a reasonable purchase. I'm on board with this. I support you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, that was the most insane deal I've ever gotten from anything to get a $200 product for $16. Yeah.
Insane enough to be on the podcast.
My second story that I have is a little different. It's more so of a complaint.
I forgot there were two stories.
Listeners, I told Connor I had two things written down for today, and they were both kind of like just janky topics. So this one, Connor, I haven't, since living here in my new apartment, I moved in January, I don't go out to eat really at all. I don't get fast food. I don't go out to eat. I really just make my own lunches for work, and then I have my own meals here at home. The only times, like, I've probably gone out to eat maybe a dozen times, whether it's like meeting up with my mom, or if I go to see a movie, I'll grab a quick bite. So I'll grab like Panda Express. But for the most part, I don't go out to eat a lot. And the one day after work, so it's like 10:15 at night, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling McDonald's. I haven't had McDonald's. I probably hadn't had McDonald's that year yet. I probably had, like, the last time I had McDonald's was like 6 months ago from the point of this thought. So I go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I get the Big Mac meal. And, you know, oh, what size? Medium. What do you want to drink? And I go, can I have a water? And they go, no. It's like,
you can't have water?
And they were like, oh, wait, we can do bottled water. And I was like, okay, does it cost more to do bottled water? And they're like, yeah, it costs 50 cents more. I was like, Connor, how has...
That's ridiculous.
How has it been okayed in the U.S., and I don't know how it is anywhere else, but how has it been okayed for fast food giants like McDonald's to not offer free water as an option in their meals?
It blew my mind. Obviously it's ridiculous.
That is obviously absurd.
Hopefully something's broken in their own McDonald's.
No, the water's just part of the soda machine. It's that there should always be water.
I know. So why can't they Just if it's part of the soda machine, why can't they do that?
Connor, here's the thing, because it's not just this McDonald's, because I have gone to McDonald's times before and I don't drink anything but water, and this has been the case. And it was just this last time that I went when I realized, like, this is actually insane that they don't just have water that they can give you and instead of, soda. They're going to force you to choose Coca-Cola because we're sponsored. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, proud sponsor. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they do.
But they have water. McDonald's or Coca-Cola does. They own Dasani or something, I thought. I don't know.
Yeah, bottled water.
Bottled water, but they charge more for it. That's what's ridiculous. So I can buy I can buy a meal from McDonald's and get a Coca-Cola included in that meal. But if I want water, it's an extra 50 cents.
Yeah, that is a little ridiculous.
I feel like I could take that to court and win.
I disagree with that.
Oh, you don't think I could pull that off? You don't think I could take down Megacorp McDonald's?
I don't think your complaint is that big of a deal.
You don't think it's valid? Anyone else cares. What do you mean it's not that big of a deal?
I think it's a big of a deal enough to get on the podcast, I admit.
Okay.
But after that, I don't see it going anywhere.
It's a podcast-worthy topic, but it's not something that anyone else... So, Connor, let me tell you then, when it escalates to the point where water's no longer offered, we're going to look back at this moment and be like, dang, Paul probably should have said something about the water costing more at McDonald's.
Well, maybe if it's just McDonald's, then no one will care. But if this becomes like a thing that all restaurants do...
See, and that was the thing. I haven't... Like, I don't get enough fast food... To even remember if I can get Subway. Like, I go to Subway sometimes, and Subway you can get water, but yeah, I don't know.
See, that's funny because like everyone, the American in me, wants to like yell at you for not taking advantage of the opportunity cost
to drink soda
of drinking soda because disgusting. It's free.
That's disgusting.
Because it's free. I'm not saying it was pretty. I'm saying
I wouldn't say my answer was like the ideal.
No, I'm saying this as an ugly, disgusting American.
Connor, I can't drink soda anymore.
What happened?
Well, I stopped drinking soda like years ago. I think it was 2016 when I stopped. But I'm at the point now. Like, I can still drink carbonated water, but carbonated drinks are a little weird. Like, if I were to drink a Coca-Cola, the carbonation would throw me off, but also just the insane amount of sugar. I can taste it. It literally, when I
take
when I take a sip of soda, it's like I can taste the sugar, and it makes me disgusted.
Yeah, that's why I don't drink soda either.
And you know what? Sugar. You know what makes that kind of... I don't know if you've ever been in those positions where you're going out, maybe you're the DD, designated driver, for those I guess who don't know that term, or you're going out and people are drinking and you're not going to, so you can't order alcohol, you can't get a beer or a wine or a mixed drink, whatever.
You get a Coke.
People usually get a Coke, a soda, because it's like you can get by with it. You can be like, oh yeah, it's a rum and coke or a vodka Sprite, uh-huh, whatever, but I don't even like soda, so what do I get? I get a water, and people are like, are you drinking water? It's like, hey,
dang,
they're so judgmental. People, when they're drinking alcohol, they judge you for drinking water. Connor,
dude, that's so true. That's like so true.
Yeah.
Peer pressure while drinking alcohol is
ridiculous.
One of the worst things that is that plagues us.
Well, it plagues us
because I like drinking, but I don't love drinking.
Yeah,
like to have a drink, but I don't love to have a drink.
Yeah,
and I like drinking, but I don't love drinking. So like.
But also, like, you can get to a point in the night of, like, going out and drinking where you're ready to tap out. You're ready to be like, okay, I've I have had enough. I don't need another round of shots. I'm good. And they're going to they're going to scorn at you. They're going to give you the look of disgust for tapping
out. Yeah. I mean, it's that or throw up.
The two sides. You know, I remember since we were kind of talking about McDonald's, I remember like Subway's the second biggest fast food chain in the world. Which is crazy to think about.
Is that you want to talk about this?
No, I don't.
You want to talk about
it? I'll move past it because it sounds like you don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, I'm not that invested in the topic, so I can move past it. We can just continue talking about alcohol.
Peer pressure and alcohol is more interesting.
It's a horrible thing. That's the life of a college student, which neither of us are.
It's the life, bro. It's not the life of a college student. It's the life.
It's just the life. What are your...
It's just the life. Sometimes I feel like my belly just is rejecting alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. And there'll be, like, moments where if I am, you know, drinking out, or, like, I know I get to a point where I'm just like, yeah, I need to cut it off right here.
Mm-hmm.
No matter the energy of the group or the vibe.
Mm.
I'm sure you've been in positions where you have ruined the vibe, Connor, because you're like, I'm done.
Because I'm done drinking.
I'm done. The nice thing is though, when you're out drinking and you say like, okay, I'm done. Yes, they'll give, like, your group that you're with will give you a lot of crap for it initially, but because they all have also been drinking, they usually forget in about 3 minutes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
The three-minute rule.
The three-minute rule.
With drunk people.
The three-minute rule with drunk people. They're going to be on talking about, like, outer space or something by that point.
Right, yeah. The three-minute rule. If you're uncomfortable situation with drunk people, just wait 3 minutes.
Just wait 3 minutes and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's some sound advice.
Yeah. That and turn on your AC when you want to go to bed.
Turn your AC when you want to go to bed. Wait 3 minutes around drunk people and turn on your AC when you want to go to bed.
There you go. We have solved so many issues in today's world with that sound advice. Are you for would you rather?
Yeah, let's do it. We gave two sound advice.
Sound advice things.
It's time for would you rather.
Connor, would you rather have to explain to the aliens why Earth should be spared from invasion? Or would you rather just have to undergo three separate challenges against the aliens to prevent them from invading Earth?
Wait, do I have to explain?
So it's either you try diplomacy or you try to beat them in three things. What are you more confident in?
I don't know. Maybe diplomacy.
Or going the diplomacy route?
Yeah, because, well, actually, I don't know what they want.
Well, they want to invade us. I don't know what for, but...
The diplomacy, then... I don't know.
I mean, you're going to know why they're... Like, I guess you'll get an explanation from them when they're coming... But
maybe the game thing will work.
I was gonna do the challenges. I was like,
gotta do challenges that only humans are good at.
I was like, I'm persuasive, but I don't know if I'm good enough to persuade a race of aliens to stop from doing the bad thing and taking over Earth. But if they're like, hey, we don't want to talk about it, we're going to invade. But if you beat us in three things, we'll stop and we'll leave. I'll be like, okay, let's get it.
So what would the three things be?
I
that's like the better question.
Yeah, I feel like One is a mental type of test, like a game of chess.
I played chess yesterday. I blundered the hell. I still won, but like I blundered it so hard.
So you're 0-1 in the challenges already. The aliens beat you in chess.
Maybe.
But I'm not saying chess specifically, but something like chess, where it's like...
It's so like Pokemon.
I knew you were going to say Pokemon.
Pokemon is like chess.
Pokemon is like chess. I would challenge them in TFT. I'd play them in Teamfight Tactics, a little auto chess.
TFT is like chess, yeah.
Like chess. And then like a physical challenge, I feel like, would have to be in there. I feel like I could probably beat them in the 110 meter hurdles.
Any given
alien. I feel like I could beat them in a race when you're jumping over stuff. They'd probably be like, why are you doing this? I'd be like, hey, that's just what we
do. It's got to be something that fits to our anatomy. Right? Something specialized to our anatomy.
Running and jumping.
I was thinking more like using thumbs.
These aliens could have thumbs. What if they have thumbs?
Well, they could be good at running and jumping.
Okay, but they could... be good with their thumbs too. What were you gonna do, a thumb war? Were you gonna be like, hey, I challenge you to a thumb war? Oh, you don't have thumbs. Dang.
Thumb war would be good, but I was thinking more like opening cans or something.
Who can open 50 cans of Coca-Cola the fastest?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's our second event. That's the second event.
And the third one just has to be a wild card event.
Third one is League of Legends. Has to be.
It's a 5v5. So there, it's five aliens versus your pick of four other teammates.
Oh man.
So
four. So I get to pick four teammates.
You have to play, and then you're picking four teammates. So are you picking pro players, or are you picking me and Ben and get the game?
I'm picking pro players until I don't know any more pro players. And I only know like three.
Oh, so I might make the roster?
Yeah, because I only know Skara.
Okay, Skara.
And it's not like he plays League. He plays TFT.
Yeah, he doesn't play League anymore, but I can get behind it. Yeah, and who are you going with?
Oh, Cutie Pie.
I'm a Cutie Pie. I can get behind that. Connor, I love this idea. You're picking, like, these are, for the listener, these are ex-League pro players. Like, they were pro probably 6-8 years ago. But I like this idea more so that he's picking live streamers, because both these people live stream and broadcast to an audience. So I'm just picturing Connor here with a team of four other people who are live streamers: Cutie Pie, Skara, two other people, and this just becomes
that's the thing. I don't have two other people,
and this just becomes
but you and Ben can come
sure,
in there.
Sure, Ben and I here. So it's Ben, Connor, and I, and then two ex-League pro players who now are live streamers. And I'm just picturing them live streaming this event. You know, title is going up against five aliens to save humanity, send help. And
yeah,
oh, it'd be huge. It'd be millions of people would watch this. There'd be broadcasts. Yeah,
they get a good clickbait title.
Good clickbait. You know, this is how you, Ben, and I kickstart our career.
Yeah, and we get our mentions.
Get our mentions. Opinion Central becomes the biggest podcast in the world. Yeah.
There we have it.
We're
the most.
So Connor, I guess all we need to do, all we need to do as a podcast to get some more listeners is to just be in a situation where we're going up against aliens and need to beat them in three challenges.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
I feel like that's an obtainable goal for us.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing this for almost 300 episodes now.
Yeah, we got it.
I think we can get some aliens on the show now. We've Put in the time.
I think so. I think we have the tenure now where we as hosts, we could get an alien in as our guest.
Yeah, so stay tuned, folks. Because next episode, you never know
what we got in store.
Yeah, 300 episodes, you don't know what's going to happen.
You really don't. Anyway, this was Paul, alienated here in Akron.
This is Connor. Oh, that was a good one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is Connor. Burgling in Bangkok.
But don't let the police know.
But only I burgle aliens.
Burgling aliens.
We're going to have on the show next time.